ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد my dear brothers and sisters, we continue with our series on our created evils of marriage. Marriage, alhamdulillah, is an ibadah. There is no evil in marriage, but the evils are the evils that we create. Islam encourages us to make marriage easy and to make zina difficult. But we have turned it the other way around. Zina is easy and marriage is difficult. So, what should a Muslim marriage be like? Like I said yesterday, the proposal, the meeting, followed by the mahar to be decided, and then the ijab and qabul, the offer and the acceptance of the bride and the groom, payment of the mahar, walima. That's it. Only one meal, one party, whatever you want to call it, which is the walima. That's it. Expense to the bride's family, zero. Expense to the groom's family, the expense of the walima and whatever mahar that the groom pays. That is how easy it is. That is how easy it is. It is doable, and it is something which, alhamdulillah, there are people who are doing it. So it's not as if nobody is doing it. The problem is that the majority are not doing it. Now, instead of this, what actually happens in our weddings? You know this better than me, because I do not attend weddings, and I don't attend them not because I don't like biryani. I don't attend them because, as a matter of principle, I do not go to places where the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being deliberately and knowingly broken. I fear for myself, because the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to those places. The people who go to those places are written by the malaika as people who attended gatherings where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders were being broken. And to the best of my ability, I do not want my name to be written in any such list. What happens? First and foremost, biggest and worst thing is we've turned the Islamic the way in on its head, upside down. So instead of the groom giving the mahar, the groom still gives the mahar. It's become a token. But what actually happens is that the bride pays for the groom, the bride's father pays for the groom, and may Allah bless our Hyderabadis. We also have the nice terminology for it. We say ghode ki rakam. So unhe shaadi kar rahi, ghode ko shaadi kar rahi kya, bharat ko shaadi kar rahi, nahi maloom. So ghode ki rakam. And we have very nice ways of, I mean nice in the most sarcastic way possible, but very nice ways of asking for it. So very simply we say, nahi nahi, humar ko kuch bhi nahi hona, khali aap 5000 logon ki daawat kar do. We don't want anything, just give a party for 5000 people. And I'm not exaggerating. These are actual statements made by people. So it is not something that I'm exaggerating. This actually happens. In one case I heard, the groom's parents invited the bride after, you know, whatever they had to say. They invited the bride's parents to their house. And then the mother takes the mother and father of the groom. They take the bride's parents upstairs and they open a door. And there is this room, and this room has four walls, and it has a ceiling, and it has a floor. That's it. And they say, ye dulhan ka kamra rahenga. This will be the room for your daughter, for your bride. So what is the hint? Hum kuch nahi mange. We have not asked for anything. So you want the bride to come, and your son and the bride are going to sleep on a bare stone floor. So what is the implication there? Furnish this room. You want your daughter to sleep in a bed, fine, bring the bed. You want your daughter to sit on a chair, bring the chair. You want your daughter to have a table, bring a table. You want your daughter to see look at a television, bring a TV. I've always said that it is not a good idea to marry your daughters to bhikaris and fakirs. Seriously. I don't think it's a good idea. Do you think it's a good idea? Bachchi ki shaadi fakir ko bhikari ko karte. कहे तो बहुत है सड़क के ऊपर जाके कर लो, अच्छा है, उस पर सस्ता पड़ता. वो भिखारी सूट पहना तो भिखारी बदलता नहीं. जस्ट बिकॉज ही इज वेयरिंग अ सूट इट डज नॉट मीन ही इज नॉट ए बेगर. यू वॉन्ट टू मैरी योर डॉटर्स टू बेगर्स? इन्ना लिल्लाहि व इन्ना इलैहि राजिऊन. हाउ शेमफुल इज दिस? इट इज 100% टोटली एंड कंप्लीटली हराम 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 फॉर द ग्रूम टू टेक वन सेंट फ्रॉम द ब्राइड डायरेक्टली और इनडायरेक्टली बाय आस्किंग और बाय इंप्लाइंग इज हराम हराम हराम. दैट विल टर्न इन टू फायर इन हिज बेली ऑन द डे ऑफ जजमेंट. And it will turn into fire in the belly of his mother and his father who are responsible for taking that. Seriously, seriously, I think it's really we have to, shame people into seeing what they are doing. This is our marriage. And that is only the beginning. Then the next one. What did I tell you were the functions or the parts of a Muslim wedding? Nikah, walima. Just two. But we are not happy with that. Especially in Hyderabad, I don't know what happens in other parts of India. This is depressing enough for me, so I don't go and do that research. In Hyderabad, it starts with something called Sanchak. Allah only knows what that is. Then there is Mehndi, where they apply turmeric powder on the bride. Yeah? No, not turmeric powder. Wo haldi, wo alag hai. Wo bhi rehta. Phir Mehndi is Mehndi, whatever Mehndi is. It's some colored powder on the. So then there is Mehndi. And then there is. फिर उसके बाद क्या था? संगीत आजकल हो रहा. सो देयर इज अ गाना पार्टी ऑल्सो कॉल्ड ढोलकी. एंड देन देयर इज द निकाह. एंड देन देयर इज चौथी. एंड देन देयर इज वलीमा. एंड आफ्टर दैट फॉर 5 फ्राइडेज देयर आर 5 जुमागीज. एंड ईच वन ऑफ दिस हैज टू बी अकंपनीड बाय ए डिनर. ईच वन मोर एलैबोरेट देन द लास्ट. And of course, all the women have to wear different clothes. How can you possibly wear what you wore for the Sanchak? How can you possibly wear that for the Mehndi? How can you possibly wear that for the Walima? No, 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 no. And of course, all the groom's family are all pure nange bhukke. Is vaste unko kapde banana padta. Otherwise, they have no clothes. So they have to wear. Otherwise, they will come naked to the function maybe. Allah alam. So you have to give them clothes. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Aren't we ashamed? Isn't this completely and totally shameful? Every single one of these customs is haram, haram, haram. And because you have added the haram with the halal, it makes the halal also haram. And then you are worried, nowadays marriages don't last. Nowadays there are so many divorces. What do you expect? You sit there and invite the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your head and on the head of the bride and groom, and then you are surprised. And then the issue here is, I want to make this very clear, it's not only the problem with the parents. It is the problem also with the bride and groom. I know instances where the bride and groom have insisted that the wedding must be the full 9 yards, everything has to happen. Think about this. Who are the people who, in this whole thing, who are the people who are the mazloom, who are the people who are absolutely, they have to suffer? The family of the woman. But who are the people who are insisting that dowry must be given? The women of the husband's family. What is wrong with women? What happened to you when you were getting married? You want the same thing to happen to somebody else? When you got married, your father had to find the money for the dowry. Now, when your son gets married, you are forcing another woman to find the money for dowry for the son. Most recently, in Hyderabad, there was a wedding where they brought a garland made of pudina, of mint, which was so heavy that they had to use a crane. Now, if I didn't have the photographs, you would not have believed me. You would have said I am exaggerating, but I've got the photographs. So, you will see the photographs with this fuzzy reminder. A crane comes into the wedding hall with his garland, pudine ka haar leke, hatti ke waste banaye karte ho, dule pe dale bhi kam se kam uske upar dalna to bhi tha, kam se kam thehrta ki nahi ki malum hota tha. So they brought this garland of mint to garland the groom. Now maybe he can make mint chutney to last them for the rest of their lives. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. And this is only one. I mean, I can tell you a list of such nonsensical things that happen in this city is not one. You know this better than me. I told you, you attend the weddings, I don't attend the wedding. But they all people come and tell me, this happened, that happened, and so on. Mint gardens. Another fellow, I believe, his father-in-law gives him on the day of the wedding. And it serves them right. When you marry your daughters to people like this, this is what happens to you and it should happen to you also. The father-in-law gives the groom a ring of 1.5 lakhs. He looks at it, he pulls it off, he throws it and he said, "Kamai ka chiller hunga, mere ko deir lakhi, khali deir lakhi angoti dete kya bola gata." Mere ko bole to mabela unke susre ke paon mein chappal nahi thi. Kya? La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I don't know whether I should translate all this into English. Let our shame remain with us. Only those who can understand Urdu. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then you wonder that there is no barakah in your weddings. You wonder there is no barakah in the family. You wonder that there is constant strife and fights and divorces and all that. Why are you surprised? You asked for it, you paid for it. You are paying 4,000 crores a year to invite the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your heads and you are surprised. I am surprised how azab of Allah has not come yet. And please understand very clearly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the azab of Allah comes, it comes on everybody. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha said, "Ya Rasulullah, but there are good people also in the community." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yes, the good people in the community, on the day of judgment, they will be separated and Allah will give them whatever reward for their good. But in this dunya, they will suffer. In this dunya, they will suffer." Seriously, we have to do something. And what is that something? I'll tell you that something also. Very simple. Refuse to go to weddings where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ahkam are being broken. And what is that? What is the hukum of Allah? Wedding, the nikah in the masjid, one walima, khalas. No dowry, no money taken, no ostentatious spending. So ask very clearly, somebody brings you an invitation and gives you, tell them, are you following the sunnah or not? If the person says the wedding is in the hall, is that, sorry, I'm not coming. I'm not coming not because my digestion is not good, not because I have a flu. No, I'm not coming as a matter of principle. I do not attend a place where the azab of Allah is being invited. You are inviting me for the azab of Allah. I will not come. Say this in so many words and don't go. Boycott the weddings. There is no other way. Boycott the weddings. Even if it is the wedding of your own brother or sister's children, boycott it. Because our allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supersedes the allegiance to the family. Please understand this. There is no question of saying family relation. There is no family relation that supersedes the relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if your family does not want to follow the ahkam of Allah, then you have no business to have relation with that family for that purpose. You are not breaking the relation, but you are saying, I will not attend something where Allah is being angered. Simple as that. Refuse to attend. Absolutely refuse to attend. And make this public and tell people, I will not come. Even if you are the only person who does not come, do not go because fear Allah for your own sake. I hear this thing saying, no, but you see, people, I used to, so many times I didn't go, but nobody listens, so now I go. This is like saying, I tell people don't take drugs, but they don't listen to me, so I also started taking drugs. Does it make sense? Let them listen or not listen. Why do you go? What happened to your friend? Boycott all weddings where the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being broken. Boycott all weddings which are against the sunnah. Do not go. Alhamdulillah, you are not starving. You are not a beggar. You don't need the food. Eat at home or go to a restaurant. But do not go to a wedding where the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being broken. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.